Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren Rumpler.
And, well, you're dropping the Objectivist Girl moniker there, Lauren?
I am, and this is the first show I am doing without that moniker.
It's just you. You are just you.
I am just me.
So what's the thought process behind that?
You know, for me, I feel like I have been teaching Objectivism for about a year now. There's not much more I can do with it. I am going to finish up the 8 virtues in Objectivism. I've already talked about the politics. I'm doing a speech on business ethics in regards to Objectivism at Anarchapoco, and that'll cover everything in regards to studying Objectivism other than reading the books. So I'm going to leave the site up and let people discover it. But ultimately, I want to move on to learning about all kinds of different philosophies, economics, history, art, and all kinds of things. I just feel like there's a huge world out there, and I'd like to go explore it. I want to know all the things.
You are bigger than Objectivism. You can you expand beyond it.
Well, I always knew that. I mean, Lauren Rumpler always knew that. That's why I created Objectivist Girl, because Lauren Rumpler doesn't really define herself as an objectivist. I've always been, you know, just a human being exploring the world and taking it all in, and I just kind of want to involve my audience in that exploration.
Awesome. Well, I know people were going to be wondering to themselves, so I thought it was worth the a little explanation there.
Definitely. I'm excited to be back, be able to, be on camera and not hide anymore. So that's fun.
You were hiding?
I was semi-hiding. I've been doing martial arts, Tai Chi, Jiu Jitsu, kickboxing. I wanted to get in better shape. For me personally, it was a goal that I've had for a number of years, and I've just never gotten around to it. So I took 3 months off, dropped some weight, did a photo shoot, and I'm excited.
You're happy with what's working for you. Excellent.
I am.
You look great.
Thank you.
855-450-FREE for those who wish to know. Ian is off this evening. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about this evening. Lauren, you've got some news about something that's being argued in front of the Supreme Court regarding drug dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's super exciting. So Sotomayor actually argued against violating the Fourth Amendment, which was exciting, and she wasn't the only one. So the Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday in the Fourth Amendment case, Rodriguez versus United States. At issue is whether an officer unnecessarily prolonged an otherwise legal traffic stop when he called for backup in order to safely walk a drug-sniffing dog around the stopped vehicle. According to a previous Supreme Court ruling, the use of drug dogs during a routine traffic stop poses no constitutional problem so long as the traffic stop is not prolonged beyond the time reasonably required to complete that mission.
Right.
And yeah, I want to stop here and kind of cover why that's an issue.
Well, it's the issue is that word reasonable, right?
Right. It's, if you're not going to put a time on it, if you're not going to talk about it in an objective standard, but just this abstract, longer than it takes, then it's not really a law. It's not helping anybody. It's not saving anybody. It's not protecting anybody. And what's the point in laws that are just abstract and arbitrary, right?
Right. I mean, is a reasonable amount of time for them to hold you on the side of the road an hour?
Yeah.
2 hours? I mean, what?
And they can argue any amount of time. They can argue
sure.
10 hours.
I can't believe the Supreme Court gave them that kind of that kind of latitude. It doesn't make any sense.
I can. I mean, they've done it in several other laws.
Yeah, they do all the time.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a good example. let's see, the phrase beyond a reasonable doubt comes to mind.
There's also in the Fourth Amendment, reasonable search and seizure.
Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah, it's, this word reasonable is always, of course, the difficulty. Yeah. I think that they what they need to do is they need to put a time limit on it. A traffic stop should take this amount of time. If it doesn't take that amount of time, well, then don't give him a ticket, for God's sake.
Exactly. Let the man go. Continue with his business. I mean,
yeah.
So according to Justice Department lawyer Ginger Anders, who argued yesterday in defense of the police, law enforcement is entitled to wide leeway when it comes to determining the amount of time that is reasonably required to conduct traffic stops. And there's that arbitrary, abstract reasoning right there again.
So this is the prosecutor saying, hey, you know, you guys said reasonable, but so far we've had all the latitude we need to decide what reasonable is.
Right, and their mentality is that, you know, they're saving and protecting people by making it so broad because they never know what's going to come up, and they want to leave room for any, you know, issues that come up, but, you know, I still think it's ridiculous.
There should be a reasonable amount of time to hold somebody. Obviously the term reasonable is not working out, so they need to have something more more specific.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Speaker of the New York Assembly, Representative or Assemblyman Sheldon Stover, is facing a federal corruption charge for allegedly taking bribes. Federal corruption charges.
Corrupt politicians? My goodness.
Who knew?
New York. Now, Congress for decades has been telling the New York legislature that if they impose the drinking age of 21, then Congress will give them more federal highway construction money.
True.
And in the congressional record of January 4th, 2005, page E3, Ron Paul says, quote, one of the most onerous practices of Congress is the use of federal funds illegitimately taken from the American people to bribe states into obeying federal dictates, unquote. And, of course, Mr. and Mrs. 20, the outvoted discrimination victims, they have no reason to care if a state would lose some highway construction money. They're not the ones that are getting kickbacks from highway construction contractors, and they're not the ones getting reelected by doling out all these cushy jobs to the powerful labor unions. And if the federal government, the federal gas tax is 18.4 cents a gallon, the New Hampshire gasoline tax, 23.83. If they repeal the federal tax and then the state raises the gasoline tax so they don't lose, they would get the same price at the pump and they would have the same amount of money or more money because it wouldn't have the federal bureaucracy to pay for. And
right,
they
just steal
money to fix the roads.
They steal the money from the people and then give it back to the states, which are comprised of the people. So it's really just them, you know, stealing money and then ransoming it back,
and bribing the states to hire gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate Mr. and Mrs. 20 into living a healthy, alcohol-free lifestyle.
Well, they found that some red wine in the evening is actually kind of good for you.
You actually missed a step, Mark. They don't get to, they're not going to go ahead and give it all back. They got to make sure they line their pockets first, pay them for doing such a good job.
They take a nice, healthy swipe off the top for themselves.
Yeah, well, they're doing such a good job. They totally earned it.
Right. They need a pay raise. I think that's really important. I think Congress needs another pay raise.
Yes.
Another pay
anytime
raise.
Anytime they want.
Might just get them lynched.
Actually, there's a constitutional amendment that was pending for like almost 200 years that said that any change in their raise won't take effect until after the next House of Representatives comes in. At least there was that tiny little safeguard against totally outrageous pay raises. But anyway, the Congress is bribing the New York legislature to impose the drinking age on innocent people who do not consent to it and who gain nothing from federal highway construction grants, and then prosecuting, the federal government is prosecuting a member of the New York legislature under federal bribery statutes for allegedly taking a bribe.
There you go. They bribe, and then they prosecute for bribing. Tom, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Just like poor Barrett Brown. I mean, they encourage whistleblowing and keeping the government responsible, and then they arrest this poor man for whistleblowing. I mean, Barrett Brown is a great example of exactly
now,
this
did he what,
mentality.
Blow the whistle, or is he a journalist that reported on the blowing of the whistle?
He was a journalist that reported on
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's what happens to governments. They get powerful, they get corrupt, and, you know, it all starts over again. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. That's 855-450-FREE. And the Skype line is also open. You can call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. That's the username. You just send over a contact request, and then you can Skype right in. I'm sorry. Somebody's actually trying to do so right now. So there you go. It's lrn.fm on Skype. If you're looking to get some precious metals, be it gold or silver, or actually, they have lots of different other types of precious metals. Not at the website at gold.freetalklive.com. You'd have to call the telephone number that we have right on the website at gold.freetalklive.com. But it's Midas Resources we've teamed up with. And I've been doing business with them for years buying precious metals. And they do a great job. They do it quickly. They make sure you get the metals right in your hand because that's so important. Whether it's an investment or barter currency or a hedge against inflation, whatever your reasons are for wanting to get some precious metals, that's the place to do it, and I would recommend it. It looks like they seem priced to move to me. Also, I'll give you that telephone number in case you want it. Gold.freetalklive.com. The telephone number you can call is 877-857-9938. If they don't have something on the website that you particularly want, I'll bet they've got it. 877-857-9938. They can't put everything on the website. There you go. And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. So, Lauren, we're talking about this situation with the drug dogs and the reasonable amount of time that a car can be pulled over. And apparently, Justice Sotomayor...
Yeah, she did. And I thought it was really important, along with the point that, I mean, reasonable is such a, you know, an abstract word. It's not good to use in laws. On top of that... when you hold somebody that hasn't done anything wrong, I mean, it's not like this person's, you know, hurt somebody or crashed or whatever. So, I mean, you're holding this presumably innocent person. I mean, let's just forget about the fact that they're testing them for victimless crimes. But, I mean, they haven't even done anything wrong. So it's like...
Right. Well, when you're talking about a traffic stop, whatever, if they're going to hand out a ticket, how long does it take them to write up a ticket and get it to you and zoom, they're gone? The few times I've gotten a ticket, I think I've had them as fast as like 5 minutes.
Right.
It doesn't take that long to do it.
I mean, for many people, time is the most valuable resource
sure.
in the world. And these police officers are taking what is an innocent person, because you're innocent until proven guilty, and they're taking... portions of their lives
yep.
that they will never get back.
And in the case of these drug dogs, the Supreme Court has ruled that they can walk a drug dog around the car if they're not holding you beyond a reasonable amount of time or whatever. But they didn't tell them what a reasonable amount of time was, and the police believe that they're always reasonable. We have never done anything unreasonable, so. You know, that's the situation here. They can hold you for 2 hours if they consider that to be a reasonable amount of time to hold you.
Yeah, but the real question is, what would you say to somebody that says, you know, these stops are really important, they're preventing deaths? What would you say to that, Mark?
Well, when you're talking about the stop, but if the stop is to have a drug dog walk around the car, the police officer has had... how many minutes at this point to look at the person, see whether, I don't know, they look like their eyes are going in three different directions at the same time or whatever. I mean, if a police officer is visually, inspecting and talking to a driver, I don't see what a drug dog's going to do walking around the car as far as making the road safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it going to find out if somebody have drugs in their car? Sure. But that's not really a public safety issue as much as just, let's just check every car. Every time everybody gets on the road, let's just make sure everybody doesn't have some drugs. That won't be a problem. Your time isn't that valuable, is it?
Right. Exactly. I mean, we don't work for a living so that the government can, you know, get paid off of our dime.
They think that you do. Let's go to, is that Monica calling in on Skype? Mokona? You're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me now? Have I pushed the wrong button, Daryl? There we go. Let's try this.
Hello?
You're on Free Talk Live. Now, I think that there's something wrong with the audio that Ian's been fixing the computer. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe Skype isn't working this evening. I'll give you the telephone number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We actually were doing some stuff with the computers. Ian has been changing some of the automation software, so, you know.
How convenient.
Yeah. I think that we're just out of luck as far as Skype goes this evening.
So I'm going to continue with the article, and hopefully they'll be able to call in. So it says, but that argument met with strong resistance from several members of the court, particularly Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Indeed, Sotomayor went so far as to suggest that the court's recent Fourth Amendment jurisprudence, sorry, it's really hard to say that word for me, was flying off the rails due to its pro-police deference. There is a sample of what Sotomayor told the government lawyer. I have a real fundamental question, because this line drawing is only here because we've now created a Fourth Amendment entitlement to search for drugs using dogs whenever anybody saw. Because that's what you're proposing. And is that really what the Fourth Amendment should permit? We can't keep bending the Fourth Amendment to the resources of law enforcement, particularly when this stop is not incidental to the purpose of the stop. It's purely to help the police get more criminals. Yeah. Yes. But then the Fourth Amendment becomes a useless piece of paper.
Sure. I mean, if you're allowed to do these fishing tricks where you just search everybody, then the prohibition in the Fourth Amendment against the reasonable search and seizure is pointless. I mean, you know, that's not what the founders not what their expectation was. They didn't have prohibited substances back then that I know of. They weren't really interested in doing that to people.
You know, I think it's really important, and I guess this is my little hang up that I've been having lately, is a lot of people refer to the founding fathers when they're trying to decide what is right and what is wrong. And the founding fathers were no more omnipotent and omniscient than anyone else. So, you know, it's really about logic, and it's about, you know, I'm going to put on my objectivist hat here for a moment, because I think objectivism proves a lot of points very succinctly. And I use it to prove points, not as a religious dogma. But, you know, it's really important to look at the fact that logically it doesn't make any sense to do this. It's not even about what the founding fathers intended. It's about, you know, the fact that we own our own lives and we have a right to those lives and the time that is ours, and they're using up the time that we own. And I didn't give them any permission for this. I don't know. You know, I didn't sign the social contract.
It's ultimately just kidnapping if they keep somebody against their will. So 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on this or anything else? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Storm! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren Rumpler.
855-450-FREE. You can join more than a million people, millions of people, in fact, who have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Whether you need to file divorce papers or do immigration paperwork, bankruptcy, disability benefits, DUI, DWI paperwork, wills, living trust, living wills, pet protection. They do it all at LegalZoom.com. They do it likely far more cheaply than you can find it from an attorney. Now, they aren't attorneys, but they were started by one. It's LegalZoom.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you can save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. All right, I think I've got the Skype situation worked out here, thanks to Daryl W. Perry. And we'll go to Hassan from New York. Hassan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I wanted to comment on a statement that Ian made 2 days ago in relation to, like, wireless being an alternative to wired internet. For example, using 4G service.
Okay.
And basically,
let me reset this for people. What we've been talking about to some extent is net neutrality. Specifically, one of the arguments around net neutrality is that there's really not a free market since there's only a few ways to get internet. It's basically this tight cartel of cable companies, telephone companies, and satellite internet, which isn't, you know, I mean, it has its latency issues and that sort of thing. And then Ian proposed that 4G is also another way to do things.
Yes, but the main issue is that it's essentially like outrageously expensive to actually use it. Recently, Consumerist did an article on the cost of actually streaming the entire series of Breaking Bad over your internet connection.
Okay.
And basically, for wired internet, for example, if you use Comcast, you can stream the entire series.
Right.
For as little as $30. Basically, you'll get it within a month. If you were to do the same thing on 4G, you would spend nearly $2,200 for the same exact streaming.
Yeah, that's an issue, right?
Yes, and the wireless system works. Wireless is still largely a collision domain, meaning that you can't have two transmitters transmitting on the same exact frequency at the same exact time within range of each other, or they will cause destructive interference.
Makes sense.
And so because of that, whenever you have a 4G cell tower in an area, you basically have a limited amount of bandwidth available in that specific area. So, for example, if the current wireless technology allows them to do, let's say, 2 gigabits over 4G, then everybody in that area within the range of that tower is sharing that pool of bandwidth at that point. Yes, or however much they can get from that tower.
You're saying that
the modulation.
Using wireless as an internet system is largely impractical.
Yes, it's because it doesn't scale well.
Yeah.
The only way that it really scales is if you reduce the range of the towers and then add more towers.
Yeah, I used to, I live out in the woods, and at one point, basically, the only option for internet for me was over, you know, from the cell phone. So I got this thing called an air card, which is not uncommon. I got a special router that you could plug the air card, into which you could plug the air card, and then broadcast, you know, 3G throughout the house. Some days, better than others as far as, you know, connectivity, but none of them would allow me to stream a YouTube video, you know, straight through. You couldn't just sort of click on it and watch it. You'd have to click on it, pause it, and let it charge up. You know, it was probably better than dial-up, but not broadband.
Yeah, and because of that, you essentially have some of the same limitations as the old-fashioned network hubs. If there are multiple people in the same area transmitting data, then they each have to wait. So they'll basically wait a random amount of time and then another for the network to clear up for the most part.
Got it.
Because of this, the more people that are on, the higher your latency gets.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
For wired communications, I just want to bring up wired ones.
Okay.
For fiber, they haven't found the limit of how much they can push through it yet.
Oh, really?
Yes, like for fiber optics, over a single strand, there were researchers in Denmark that were able to do 43 terabits per second over a single strand of fiber, which is about three times the amount of traffic as the entire planet's current internet consumption.
Yeah, the internet now. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So I guess fiber's the way to go, huh?
Yeah, that's why they call it the 100-year infrastructure. They haven't found a limit yet, but each time they try to push more through, it handles it with no problem.
Thanks for the call, Hassan. Let's go to... I don't know how to work this thing here, Daryl. Sorry, we'll go to George. I don't know how to make these things come up.
Maybe you should get net neutrality guy here.
Indeed. George calling in from, I think, the D.C. area. George, can you hear me?
Hey, Mark.
What's on your mind?
Mark?
Yep, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm on it. Yeah, well, I was just calling about, I got my W-2 here, and I'm just wondering, and just trying to decide whether or not I should file my taxes and go the Ian Freeman route here, considering I haven't actually paid Uncle Sam in 9 months.
Well, I would...
I don't think I filed taxes for a great number of years.
it depends on what you make, and you know, that's as far as I think that there's a bottom amount that you a floor you know, is involved. I think if you're making less than $10,000, I am not a CPA. Please do not quote me on this. Do not take this as financial advice. But there's some number, I believe, that if you make less than that, you don't have to file a return. I don't know what the numbers are that you're making, but, you know, I mean, not to file taxes or, you know.
Be smart about it. If you have a high income, they're going to notice.
Well, it's not like I have, for, you know, like Ferrari income or anything like that. However, basically, I was told, recently told that I had to file some kind of estimate, income estimate thing where, it's like every 4 months or so I got to send the IRS a check, apparently. Like, no one told me this.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
every
because
three.
I'm now self-employed or something like that. And it's just like, part of me is like, I just want to say, for, screw it all, you know, just not file, considering Ian has for, you know, many years, he's not filed, and apparently they haven't gone after him, and I don't think, you know, my income's, I don't think I make more than he does.
Yeah, I can tell you tens of millions of people in the United States don't pay taxes. There were, let's see, in 2009 I did this this research, or for the 2009 tax year I did this research, so I did it after 2009. 144 million returns were filed. There's 305 million people in the United States. Some of those people are too old to file, some are too young to file, but it's pretty safe to say, and some of them are married, so some of those returns of those 144 million are married returns. But it's, I think, safe to say something like at least 60 million Americans, working age Americans, are just not filing. So you
pay your taxes, right?
I am, okay, so Free Talk Live is owned by an organization called Shire Free Church. I am paid less than the amount that I need to file, and so the Shire Free Church just takes care of my expenses.
Ah, okay. But before that happened, you were doing that whole thing over 4 months or so?
I was filing, but I didn't have to pay in. Usually I didn't have to pay anything in taxes, as far as, you know, the way that the tax system worked. It just, I didn't make enough to, it was right on the edge, you know, like either I'd get a small amount for the head of household or earned in a tax credit or whatever it was, and sometimes I'd have to pay a little bit.
Okay, so it's like, I was told that since I didn't send in the money every 4 months, I was going to pay a penalty, and I was kind of curious what that was, and, you know.
I never had to address that, and I do appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dovey Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I've been roundly chastened by Ian coming into the studio about my not being able to handle the button pushing. So, you know, my apologies to everybody. I don't know how to work these machines.
You know what? In your defense, I probably couldn't do it either.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. You can call in. Or we're lrn.fm on Skype. We've got archives at Free Talk Live that are going back for like a decade. You can get 10 years worth of Free Talk Live, 6 or 7 days a week, depending on how far back you go. 3 hours a night, when I guess it comes down to 2 hours when you pull out all the radio ads for the podcast. But it's a great way to listen. And, you know, if you've got a commute or exercising, working in the garden, whatever it is that you, you know, the way you listen, you listen to Free Talk Live. We've got lots of content for you. It's archives.freetalklive.com.
Depending on the topic, it can be some pretty good kickboxing material.
That's right. You've been taking up kickboxing. You have to have something to listen to. Let's go to Tom, calling in on Skype. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
All's well.
Good.
All right. Are you folks aware of the other Free State project that's happening in California?
There's a Free State project happening in California.
No.
I don't.
Yes. It's called the State of Jefferson.
Okay, yes, I see. So that's a little different. What's going on in California is like the northern counties of California up there by Eureka, likely places like that, and the southern counties of Oregon have for, I think, a century or so been trying to kind of split off into another state that called Jefferson. It would be the 51st state.
Yes. Well, we have real active grassroots movement going here in Northern California to make it happen. And we have a strategy.
Okay.
With people can go look at it on jeffersondeclaration.net.
Okay.
That's jeffersondeclaration.net. And what we have is that we have a petition to separate from the state of California, with the issue being taxation without representation. And
because you're just basically outvoted on everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Outvoted on everything. We have, in the whole California state legislature, we have four representatives of all of what would be the state of Jefferson.
And how many representatives are there in the state assembly?
Close to 100, I believe. Okay. Los Angeles County alone has 34 representatives.
Right. So I mean, you know, there's this voting block in Los Angeles County, which is essentially all urban and has very similar needs, wants, and desires. They also, yeah, to some extent, the real sticker for you guys, the thing that's going to be difficult is that you got the water. And those people down there in Los Angeles and San Diego area, they're living in a desert that's been reclaimed, and they need the water. So the reason that California didn't want to let you guys go is you've got the water you're sitting on top of all their water.
Well, actually, the water's pretty much a non-issue.
Okay.
Once the feds came in and built the dams, the water is contracted under federal contract, and
okay,
the feds do what they want with the water. And as a new state, we still have to honor all those contracts.
I have a question. Not to take the wind out of your sails, because I think that's great that you're trying to separate, but I'm just wondering, why are you not pushing for complete separation from the United States?
Well, that would that is a much higher mountain to climb. We would rather work within the United States, and kind of if we could get a free state on the West Coast and a free state on the East Coast, maybe we could do like the railroads and work towards the middle.
Yeah, I think that there's some differences between the Free State Project and the State of Jefferson idea. I am not going to disparage the State of Jefferson idea. What I see there is people that, you know, you're talking about these counties in Southern Oregon and Northern California, which have very...
Yeah, at the moment, actually, Southern Oregon is not participating in
okay.
this.
Okay, so we're just talking about Northern California.
Yes.
Still bigger area than, say, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Vermont combined. You know, I mean, it's about that size. And what the, you know, what the issue is that you guys want, you have very homogenous sort of living circumstances there, and you're poorly represented in your state capital. California's gigantic. It's most of the western seaboard. It should be its own country, and it isn't. and so you guys just don't, you're getting overrun.
I agree. I think that it's a good movement. I was wondering why you weren't going, you know, full on leaving the United States. But I agree that you should at least separate. I think separating into your own state would actually help you lead a movement to get free of the United States fully. Actually, I think it would make the movement a lot easier if that's the route you want to go, and I, you know, always recommend that route.
Now, I think you're a long ways off. Just because you can get people to say, hey, let's not be part of California anymore, it's unlikely you'll get them to say, hey, let's not be part of the U.S. But I think the difference with the Free State Project is it's an organization with the idea of taking, you know, going to a state, working within that state apparatus to have a, you know, a libertarian paradise, essentially. You know, libertarians move, liberty-loving people move to New Hampshire with the intention of doing whatever it is they do. Some of them work within the government to, you know, create a government where protection of life, liberty, and property is all that the government does, which is a heck of a lot less, a lot more than they're doing today, or excuse me, a lot less than what they're doing today. So that's just a different thing. You guys want to create a different state. The Free State Project wants to free a state. So, you know, there's different things. I support you. Okay. I just don't think they're the same.
So we want to free a portion of a state.
Is there a website that people can go to learn more about your project?
Well, JeffersonDeclaration.net.
JeffersonDeclaration.net. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Interesting. I should have him on my show to talk about that. I would love to do a whole thing on that movement, because I've been talking about it for a while with a few people. I've been very interested in it.
Yeah, the idea of secession, independence, states breaking, you know, geopolitical organizations breaking off from other geopolitical organizations. It's really interesting to me to think about 100 years ago, I think it was the start of World War I, there were fewer than 100 countries, and now there's about 200. So you've seen a doubling in the amount of nation states around the world. And, you know, nobody says, looking at that, that secession's impossible. But when you talk about it here in the United States, just sort of civil war, that's it. Right?
Like,
that's
I think
all
any,
there is to say.
I think any breakup of any kind at this point within, even just within the United States, is a good thing, honestly. I just think that smaller and smaller factions is better. I think if we broke up every state into half, I feel like we'd have actually a better chance of being able to secede, because that, I mean, it would take a smaller vote in order to actually secede,
well,
wouldn't it?
Allegedly, so I would say on the whole, you would see with smaller geopolitical organizations, you would have better representation, essentially. You would be, you know, represented. If you live in a town of 1,000 people, then your vote is more meaningful than if you live in a city of 1,000,000, right? Like, so if 1,000,000 people vote in an election for mayor, you might as well take the day off. You forget voting, because it's not going to make it, you're not going to make that one vote difference. But if it's a vote of, if there's 1,000 people in town and only 200 of them go vote, you've got a, you know, half of a percent chance of being the deciding vote. And generally, you're going to see the elections be closer than, you know, it's less than randomized, so your chances are actually higher than
that. That's why I advocate that if there's going to be government at all, local government is the highest level at which I think is even reasonable, because, I mean, you can't expect a vote to count on as large of a level as the federal government. I mean, you just have zero impact. And, I mean, in a world where we're attempting to not ignore the minority, I mean, federal government is the definition of ignoring the minority.
Sure. I mean, when you're voting on, pick a blue state, Vermont. If you're a Republican in Vermont, and it's just a presidential election, obviously there's other elections that go on the same type of presidential one, so this is a hypothetical. But if it was, you might as well, statistically, might as well not even bother voting for the president, for a Republican president, if you're in the state of Vermont. And likewise, if you're in Idaho and a Democrat, your vote for president is going to be meaningless, because unless it is 50% plus one vote, you're not going to get those electoral votes, and it's not going to make a difference. You lose by one vote, you lose by 10 million, it doesn't make a difference in our system. So, it's messed up, but that's what we got. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.